This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bops, bangers, ballads and throwbacks. It's Music Fridays on Joy Drive.
Leo Stubbing from the Sound Museum. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Warren. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I've got Latham here today helping me out. How's that?
How's it going, Leo?
How are you going? I'm loving your tracks this afternoon as well.
They're being suggested by the Joy Drive family because these are the tracks that remind them of their childhood because we're giving away double passes to see Rosie O'Donnell this weekend.
What an incentive there.
Can I just say, firstly, congrats on the interview with Rosie.
Oh, thank you.
It was an amazing interview, wasn't it, Leo? Warren did a phenomenal job.
Oh, thank you.
People, if you should check out the Joy Drive podcast because it's there. It's number one. They should definitely listen to it if they haven't had the chance.
Thank you so much, Leo.
Did you film it as well?
Yes, we did. I don't know where the footage is. I think Latham destroyed it.
I did not. I was just jealous because they didn't film me. They just filmed Warren with Rosie. So I'm like, that's it. It's gone. It's buried.
It was an absolute privilege, and it was so lovely, Leo and Latham, that Rosie reached out to Joy Drive and Joy and said, can we come on the show? And I think that speaks volumes for Joy.
Wow.
Yeah. We didn't chase Rosie. How good's that?
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yep.
And if you listen to the podcast, just search for Joy Drive with Warren. We're going to talk about Leo's podcast shortly. Yeah. But you'll hear Rosie at the end of it being quite surprised that, you know, Joy reaches a worldwide audience. And after the show, we had a really good chat about how we're all volunteers here as well. And she was very impressed. Lovely lady. Grab these tickets if you can. Get in touch. But Leo, that's not why we're here today. We're here for new music. What do you got for us?
Oh, my God. The big album this week is the 10th anniversary of the Carly Rae Jepsen album Emotion. This was a bit of a cult pop-tastic album 10 years ago. Really, really popular with the pop fans. This new version has three new tracks and two new remixes. And this is one of the remixes of the track Run Away With Me.
Groovy, Leo. Latham, what do you reckon?
I can't wait to dance to that on the dance floor at the various nightclubs in Collingwood. That sounds fabulous. Or Fitzroy, I should say.
Yeah, so brand new, brand new for Carly Rae Jepsen. Her 10th anniversary of the album Emotion is on your favourite streaming service right now. Another new track, which I found today, was the lead single from the new Charlie Puth album. Now, he's going to release his fourth album, Whenever's Clever, in early March next year. Now, the video was quite cute because his wife, Brooke, features in the video with a bit of surprise for the fans. I'll tell what it is, but her growing baby bump, they're going to have their first baby. Isn't that lovely?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel
this
so
is baby for Charlie Puth. This is Changes.
I'll make you.
Leo and Latham, that takes me back to my 20s when I was an aerobics instructor. with a headband.
You were an aerobics instructor.
What did you think of it?
Why have we not got that footage? That would beat the Rosie O'Donnell interview any day.
There is footage somewhere, I'm sure, in the Monash archives or somewhere. But anyway.
Unfortunately, Leo and others can't see me, but I'm like bopping here on my chair. This song I am definitely playing on my road trip to Harrietville in a few weeks. Oh. This is definitely a road trip song. This
Love
is
it.
Great.
Well, guys, in case you guessed that was not Charlie Puth, that was Natalie C with her brand new track, Sweat.
Oh, did we play the wrong one?
Let's just forget about that. But Mel C is currently on The Voice here in Australia, and that is the first single from her ninth studio album. It's called Sweat also, and that's due early May. Now, this track has a bit of a sample of Diana Ross, her 1981 track, Work That Body. And Mel C said of this music, of this new music, with all the DJ gigs that she's been doing, the upcoming album will be electro pop. So looking forward to new music from Mel C.
Leo, we've got Charlie Puth lined up.
Here is Charlie Puth. This is Changes.
Warren, you had one job to get the order right, but you were so distracted with your aerobics outfit and the leotard. I think that's just, we all have this visual, so.
How patient is Leo? Do you know how many times I stuff up his
ears? The surprising thing is, neither of you picked that up on that. I just told you.
No, we were dancing around.
Without listening to me. Anyway, you naughty boys. That was Changes, the brand new single from Charlie Puth. Another new single, coming back to Australia. This is a brand new single from Matt Corby from his upcoming new album, Tragic Magic, which is due early March. This track is really soulful, but groove-heavy track with that Motown feel. This is new for Matt Corby. This is Burn It Down. I can't stop.
Friday night vibe, I reckon, you know, sitting back.
Funky track from Matt Corby. Yeah. I like that one.
Morning coffee for me.
Morning coffee?
Yeah. Now, Warren, is it too early for Christmas music?
No. Are we going to play Wham?
Yes.
Oh, Nathan, Marsha Hines says no. Marsha Hines has just dropped her new Christmas song. Now, I'm not sure if this is a standalone single or if it's from a Christmas album, because Marsha Hines has not done a Christmas album.
Oh.
So I think this is from her forthcoming Christmas album. That's not confirmed, but it could be a standalone Christmas single. But it's time for a bit of Marsha groove. This is Christmas is Groove.
No.
So cheesy. Okay, that is an acceptable early Christmas song. That is an amazing Christmas song. So, very happy.
So,
just some background music.
Mark Hines, Mariah has got a bit of a thing going on with Christmas, but Marsha,
Top
All Christmas is Groove, quite similar to Mariah's song. But Burning for Marsha Hines, we love Marsha.
Yeah.
That's another new song to add to your Christmas playlist this year. Mm-hmm. Now, over on my YouTube channel this week, I've uncovered some early Dannii Minogue footage from her time in the UK in the early 90s. There's also the Go-Go's on Countdown in 1982.
Has it got our lips sealed?
There was Kylie and Jason in the Comedy Company.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. So Sound Museum AU on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Make sure you're following me. And Warren, this week on my podcast, I am celebrating the 30th anniversary of Janet Jackson's Design of the Decade compilation. Now, Janet is one of my favorite artists. I love Janet Jackson. And I love doing this episode because I just love her. This track is so sexy. The video is amazing. It won Best Female Video for the MTV Video Awards back in the day. Became Janet's fifth number one single. Janet Jackson, Love Will Never Do Without You, Warren.
Oh, Leo Stubbing, always good to chat with you. Thank you for joining us. We'll catch you next week here on Drive.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.